No full release. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida today ordering that a redacted FBI affidavit used to obtain the warrant to search former President Trump's home must be released by noon tomorrow.
Judge Bruce Reinhardt says, quote, "I find the government has met its burden of showing a compelling reason, good cause to seal portions of the affidavit because disclosure would reveal the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agents, and uncharged parties. The investigation strategy, direction, scope, sources, and methods."
Fox's David Spunt. The Justice Department secured a search warrant as part of an investigation into records and other materials removed from the White House during the presidential transition. Former President Trump calling the search illegal and a weaponization of the Justice Department. A judge today again blocking a trigger law banning abortions in North Dakota as he weighs arguments from the state's lone abortion clinic that the law violates the state's constitution. That ban was set to take effect tomorrow. The clinic already moved its services a short distance to neighboring Moorhead, Minnesota, where the abortion remains illegal even as it seeks to block the North Dakota law. Voters head to the polls in just over 2 months for the midterm elections. And tonight, President Biden telling Democrats there's a lot at stake.
"Your right to choose is on the ballot this year. The Social Security you paid for from the time you had a job is on the ballot. The safety of your kids from gun violence is on the ballot."
The president speaking at a Democratic rally in Rockville, Maryland. California plans to require all new cars, trucks, and SUVs to run on electricity or hydrogen by 2035 under a policy approved today by state regulators. That move would give the most populous state the world's most stringent regulations for transitioning to electric vehicles. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The latest jobs report suggests the economy shrank slower than analysts had predicted.
There are a couple of modest improvements in the latest readings on the job market and economy. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week declined by 2,000 to 243,000. It's an improvement and fewer than economists were expecting. The number of continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, also declined to 1.42 million. And the Commerce Department just updated the second quarter gross domestic product. It says the economy declined 0.6% in the spring. It indicates a slowdown, but not as severe as initially estimated. And consumer spending rose 1.5% in the spring, a positive sign. Janico Solda, Fox News.
Two Florida residents have pleaded guilty in a scheme to peddle a diary and other items belonging to President Biden's daughter to the conservative group Project Veritas. Amy Harris and Robert Kurlander pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. A top security official in Japan is stepping down in the wake of the assassination that rocked the country.
Weeks after former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot and killed, Japan's national police chief is resigning. That announcement coming after the National Police Agency released a report on how it failed to protect Abe's life on July 8th when he was assassinated in western Japan. That report found that there were holes in Abe's police protection. It allowed the attacker to shoot him from behind. The suspect was arrested and is currently under mental evaluation. Japanese media reporting that the resignation expected to be approved by the government this week. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
Officials say the main highway from Los Angeles to Phoenix has been damaged by a flash flood that washed out part of the eastbound side of Interstate 10 in the Southern California desert near the Arizona state line. Forecasters say more flooding in that area is possible. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.